Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Glad we got caught up on the sportsmanship at the end of the game, man. Which guys left the field and
Chuba Hubbard went off to
say hello to the other guys.
That's what I got from it. Chuba Hubbard has no friends.
I mean, it was a great game, so that announcer sucked. Great game.
It's kind of
should have been a little more excited after that.
Kind of been a little different instead of giving us an update on who was shaking hands and who was sprinting off the field. Like, that's some kind of big deal.
Right.
All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff here on a Friday. Oh, my gosh, do we ever. Last night we found out Sam Darnold, man. Remember all that talk not too many months ago? Well, is he – how good is he? Has it been the system he's in? Has it been what they have around him? And he's been injured and all that stuff. Kind of a nice feel-good story, right? I mean, the guy gets a fresh start. A little Ryan Tannehill, but earlier in his career, obviously, because – Sam Darnold's only 24 years old. 3-0 now after a 24-9 win last night. They got a great defense. Listen, no question about it. He's gone in, like Ryan Tannehill, to a much better situation with a much better overall team. Now, when I say that, the Panthers' defense, which I didn't realize it is one of the best in the National Football League. And, of course, it'll get tested as they play more and more of these games. But – nice start there. He's running for touchdowns. I think he's ran for a couple last night, run for three in the season. And, again, not doing anything crazy. So, again, nice 24-9 win last night, 3-0 start. So I'm sure they're all fired up, and they should be.
Except for one thing that they're not probably fired up about. They have a very injury-prone superstar running back.
Yeah, that's true.
Who now is, you know, will be tested today to see if he's okay or how severe it is. But we want to talk about a guy – who just about every single year he's been in the league, something happens at one point, and he's out for a game or two or more than that, like last season.
All right, so it goes back to the theory of why you play more than one back and you don't overload one guy,
right?
Except for that guy in Tennessee that's just a different
animal, that guy, right?
But McCaffrey is a small guy. This was a concern coming out of college for all those small guys. Sooner or later, taking all those hits. In this case, I know it was a hamstring. I'm sure he takes great care of himself. He did tease us with a 2,000 total yard season.
A couple years ago, right.
But a high ankle sprain, hamstring, they don't go away either. All these problems, he's obviously a quick, fast little guy, and they don't go away. But that's hard. I told my daughter to take him in fantasy football thinking he might stay healthy. And
he's the number one overall pick.
See how long he's out for with this hamstring. And they'll take their time because it's a long, long season. And hopefully it's not ripped or something crazy there. And they got him off the field in time. We've got a lot of great games coming up. I did not realize Tampa Bay. We're already talking about Tampa Bay and New England. Well, Tampa Bay is going out to Los Angeles, take on the Rams, who are really good. What a great game. You should just put Tampa Bay on in primetime with this schedule they have, not just next week where, of course, everybody's already talking about Tom Brady returning home and all the stuff that's been said now by Alex Guerrero, the trainers now coming out and taking shots at Belichick for the treating Tom Brady when he was in his 40s like he was in his 20s, the way he yelled at him. didn't treat him with respect, and you got to learn as guys get older. You know, when a guy's in his 40s, you don't talk to him like he's 24 years old. We've got his father coming out same time. Man, that game is going to be off the chain. That game next week when he goes to New England, but saying that, you're going, hey, calm down. They got to go out and play the L.A. Rams, who got a really, really good football team on both sides of the football with a lot of good guys. And, by the way, that should be a great, great game. So looking forward to that. And then Green Bay is going out to San Francisco.
Yep, Sunday Night Football.
So everybody knows Aaron Rodgers went to Berkeley, which is not that far away from San Francisco. And even now that they're down in San Jose playing, it's not that far away. And they passed on him, and they took another quarterback, Alex Smith, in case you're not familiar with the background. And I do know at the time he was pissed. Aaron Rodgers thought for sure he was staying home in good old Northern California, and he's going to be playing for the 49ers, and they took a guy from Utah.
One of the most famous green room moments, right? Watching him drop and drop.
One of the reasons they stopped doing that,
yep,
because of that look on Aaron Rodgers' face and going through that when they had cameras on everybody, especially the poor guys that were like seven guys at their position were going ahead of them, and everybody was totally wrong, including obviously all the ESPN and yep, NFL Network insiders who were like, he'll be the one or two at his position, and there they are, five, six, seven, and nobody's taking him. And so, yeah.
That's a Ronnie Brown draft, isn't that? That's what that was, Alex?
Was it? Could have been.
Ronnie and Cadillac and Cedric Benson and a bunch of running backs went after that. Man, Dolphins right there.
I thought
there.
You were just naming all the Auburn running backs that year. They had all those great running backs.
Yeah, that great undefeated team the year before. But, yeah, that instead of Ronnie Brown there, you could add Aaron Rodgers.
Well, listen, don't add to that, geez. Why would you do that? We got enough people already just like – we're already – Zach's trying a mini like dog pile it. Here on a Friday morning.
Right.
He just couldn't help himself, so he had to be the first guy to jump on.
Right.
The big guy jumps on early, and poor guy now it's all going to – open the floodgates, and we'll get
You're
rolling.
Welcome all the writers around town. You can start writing about that now.
Well, and I'm sure they know about all the things. I'm sure they've looked, and we could have had this guy instead of that guy.
Yep.
We're getting famous for that down here in South Florida. We could have had this guy instead. We took that guy.
A quarterback position only, though, right?
Isn't that
really where we go to at first, though, because you've been looking for one for so long? Like, it's not like, hey, instead of Ronnie that year, we should have taken Cedric Benson. Like, Cadillac had a great year. No, it's, oh, man, Aaron was sitting there, or instead of Jake Long, you could have had Matt Ryan. Instead of this guy, you could have had this. Yeah. Instead of this, you could have – it's always a quarterback position.
A lot of quarterbacks. Yeah. No question that whoever was running the show never quite felt comfortable with that guy.
Right.
And there was something wrong with him. Uh-huh. There was just a little something wrong with him, better known as, if I miss on this guy, my ass is grass. And so, yeah, it's been a crazy one. But usually, and I don't think that's going to change, you whiff on high first-round picks – and you don't find a replacement real quickly. And if that's the case here, probably going to be the same situation where you're going to have a real serious conversation with the owner and the CEO. It's going to be one of those guys where you fly in the, hey, jump in the plane, we're going to have a nice flight.
Right.
We're going to make our way home, but we got a couple hours we're going to spend together here and talk about things.
Yeah.
Probably going to happen. Hey, we got a bunch of other stuff going to start here in a couple hours, and I mentioned it a couple days ago. The Ryder Cup, it's at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Matter of fact, it looks like, if you've seen that weather, it looks like it's over in Ireland or something. The wind was blowing. Yesterday, those guys were warming up. They had sweatshirts on, and it is just going to be awesome. They had yesterday, just couldn't turn it off earlier in the day on Golf Channel. They had thousands and thousands of people out there. They're expecting 45,000 people each day for this thing between the best players from Europe and the best players that were hand some earned it and some were handpicked by the captain, Steve Stricker. And it is just unbelievable, full of a lot of different formats. You know, the last day, everybody just plays match play against the other guy, and four ball and alternate. and trying to find the right guys, and they've been kicking our butt for a long, long time.
Won seven of the last nine.
Talking about team versus a bunch of individuals, and, you know, in fairness, golf is an individual sport. I mean, you're not going out there, you know, going, hey, I don't think you should hit that. You know, we're even. Are you sure you want to hit that club? Hit this one. I think you have a better chance. I mean, it's an individual sport. It is, and there's nobody to blame. You're on your own out there, and now all of a sudden you got a partner, and if he puts you in a bad situation, you got to get out and all the things. So today is that four ball, and that's going to be fun. Going to be fun to watch if you like golf. I just say this, and I know you guys aren't really into it, but for golf fans, this ranks right up there with for 3 days. This ranks because of the pressure and how important it is. Not only probably more so overseas, but also important here to golf fans to see how these guys play, because it's not about money. It's about how you play. You get a chance. What's your record going to be? And it's pretty much all the top players in the world, right? I mean, if you get invited to play, you're playing. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth will play together, and they're going to kick it off with Sergio Garcia and old John Rahm.
Old John Rahm, huh?
Well, I say old John Rahm because I always think the guy, I mean, I think he went to Arizona State, and those guys all have homes here. So it's a little misleading, but, you know, they are from overseas. And so it's a fun format. It's one of the more enjoyable things that I like. And I know it's football season. I know we got a lot of great college games coming up here, and try to figure out what's going to happen with some of those. And the Red Sox and Yankees really playing for something now with the wild card, although Toronto lost another one last night. But now they're playing head-to-head, man. This could really make a jump, especially for that one game that you're going to play. You'd love to have that thing at home. And so the Red Sox and Yankees, man, actually not that they're playing for American League East.
No, but they're playing for something right now.
But they are playing for a wild card and a home wild card game at that. So, yeah, we got all kinds of fun stuff that's going to be happening here. We got a lot of other stuff to get to here locally as well. So we're going to have all that stuff for you. Don Strock, former Miami Dolphins quarterback, the Stroker, is going to join us here coming up in just a couple of minutes. We got a loaded show. We just overloaded it today. Brandon Jones, safety for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Larry Bluestein's going to get us caught up on some high school football. Don Bailey Jr., Brian Jones, who does the CBS College Football Show, is going to join us this morning. And, of course, Mike Florio, just to get you all fired up before we let you go for hopefully will be a nice weekend. Right. We'll let Mike get things rocking and rolling there in the late 9 o'clock hour. So plenty of stuff to get to. Stroker is going to join us next. We'll talk to him. He's got a big old charity golf tournament coming up. Plus, we'll get his take on the Dolphins. And he's been around a long time, a really – really smart football guy. Hey, right now, though, before we go to break and talk to Don Strock, I do want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. The products are great. I really get fired up on Friday because I mean this when I say if you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, you got to stop by and see the 2021s at your South Florida Chevy dealers. These are the best overall products we've ever had. We got a bunch of new looks. We have more space. And we got fantastic deals for you. So this weekend, if you're looking around, we want to get you to spend. We got convenient locations all over South Florida. We really do. Get out there. Spend a little time. Don't be in a hurry. Take some test drives if you see something you really like. And then sit down and get a really good deal. South Florida Chevy dealers, they don't want to lose you. They want to lock you in right there so you walk away really happy. Starting with the SUV family, the big boys like the new Tahoe and Suburban with a brand new look and more space, to our midsize SUV like the new Traverse, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, and wow, what a great look. And then our smaller SUVs like the Equinox SUV. Even the Chevy Trailblazer is so much fun to drive, big with the kids. So whatever it is you're looking for, including all our Silverado trucks, we got something for everybody in the family. We know you're going to like this weekend. So this weekend, if you're starting to shop around, put Chevy on that list, man. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brandon Jones, safety for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us here before a big game in Vegas this weekend. Good morning, Brandon. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Brandon, we're doing great. We appreciate you getting up, man. One thing we love about football is you guys get up early in the morning, man. We do appreciate that, to have our hours. Hey, bouncing back after losing 35-0 at home opener, how tough was it this week to get over that game and get ready for Vegas?
Yeah, you know, anytime you lose a game, especially the way we prepare as a team and how focused we were last week, it's always tough when you don't get the outcome that you want. But we kind of moved on pretty quick because we know at the end of the day it's a long season. And, you know, the Raiders, obviously being a team that's 2-0 and a team that has a lot of weapons on all phases, offense, defense, and in the kicking game. So, you know, we watched the film, made the corrections on Monday, and kind of moved on from there. We had a squad meeting at 4:30 and already started preparing for the Raiders.
Hey, Brandon, I got to ask you this one. With all the rotation that you guys do defensively, with the different packages, I mean, you come off and you grab a quick drink of water, man. I guess you got to pay attention of not only when you're going back in the game, but also what's going on. That's what is that like with the rotation, especially the four of you guys playing safety, McCourty, Rowe, and Holland, and yourself?
Yeah, it's obviously we kind of go through it from a day-to-day basis in practice and kind of just always being ready. For me, I'm never a type of guy that even after a long series and sitting on the bench, like I'm always up and around moving. But just based off of how many different, you know, packages we have, and especially with the Raiders this week, of how quick they can get in and out of different personnels. You know, we have guys that always just need to be ready, standing by Coach Camp, our linebackers coach, because he's kind of the guy that does the substitutions and stuff like that. So we're always standing beside him, and, you know, whatever situation happens, if they want to throw, you know, a new package in, we just always have to be ready at all times.
Brandon, and I want to piggyback on that a little bit, just the four of you guys back there. How much can you learn from Jason and from Roe, just as a young guy in the league, seeing what they've been through their whole time and being in practice with them, being in meetings? How much could a young guy like you and Javon learn from those two guys?
Oh, man, we learn a lot, especially just the overall experience that they have. Both of them have been able to play multiple positions. You know, they played strong safety. They played corner. You know, J-Mac's kind of been all over the place and been in the box and playing the star position. So guys with experience like that, I think it's kind of you're not, you know, utilizing your resources if you're not asking them questions and staying in their ear. And, you know, J-Mac has been a part of, you know, kind of a similar scheme throughout his entire career, and same thing with Rose. So I definitely stay in those guys' ears, kind of just asking, picking their brain on what they see, and even just of how I should play something better, you know, because like I said, they probably in their career at one point have been in a similar situation that I've been in. So it's always good to have that overall experience in your room and be able to ask questions.
All right, so I got to ask you this one. This is not like this, and this almost feels like I'm talking to my wife. So, communication. Who's the best communicator of the group? Your communication. You don't communicate with me. Oh man, I get that all the time, Brandon. But
same here. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you're not talking. How are we going to communicate to get closer? Anyway, like I always wonder, who's the best communicator back there? Because it's really important for you guys. You guys make a mistake, somebody's wide open.
Yeah, I would say the free safety is the main communicator on defense. Obviously, J-Mac would probably be the best communicator just because, like I said, just his overall experience of knowing everything and being very, very familiar with just the overall scheme that we run. Our position coach always tells us, you know, no communication leads to disaster at the end of the day.
Right.
And we are the back line of defense, you know. So anything, any big plays that happen, it's always looked back on the safeties didn't do their job. It was the safety's fault and stuff like that. So we know how important it is, not only for us, but just to be able to trickle it down all the way from the linebackers. Once the linebackers get it, they give it to the D-line. And everybody's on the same page, even if we somehow, you know, communicate the wrong thing. If we're all wrong, then at the end of the day, we'll all be right.
Yeah. Hey, so the other part of that I got to go with. So early in camp, Javon Holland's getting like a pick every day. And they're going, oh, the kid's got another one. He's got another one. And then they're going, hey, they talk to the coach. Yeah, he's got to learn to communicate. He's still got to learn. You got to communicate with everybody back there. It's just kind of weird to hear, you know, with all the different parts of football, how important that communication, not the tackling, not technique, not, you know, all the other things, but you guys talk so much about communication. I got a kick out of that. Like, yeah, the young guys got to learn to communicate. So,
It doesn't matter how physical and how skilled you are. Like, if you can't communicate, or if you don't know where to go, or if they have some type of motion or something happens and you don't know how to react, then you can only play so fast. So being able to communicate and be on the same page really helps you be able to play fast at the end of the day.
Brandon, I got to ask you this. Vegas passing attack, they have a cheat code there. His name is Darren Waller. I know that you know him and you've seen him last year too, but how good is this guy? He gets about 25,000 targets every game. This is a crazy guy that you're playing against. How do you prepare for a guy like that?
Yeah, see, I was already asked the same question a couple of days ago. And like I told them, it's really hard with a guy like that because he's listed as a tight end, but he has the ball skills. He runs routes like a receiver. So you always get in that matchup controversy of, do you put a corner on him? Do you put a safety on him? Like, how do you play him as a player? And in my opinion, I would say he's one of the best tight ends in the league just based off of what I've seen on film and what I saw last year, what he's able to do. He does everything really well. There's really not like a downfall in his game. So it definitely, every time we play him, it always makes it tough.
You know what, Brandon, just to follow up, because some of the guys in the media were going, oh, Roe got smoked by Waller. And I go, no, he didn't. He had really good coverage on a lot of them last year. You go back and look at those tapes, and I said, I don't know if you can play him much better than he did. Now, the guy's he's 6'6", and he's freakish talent, but I thought Eric Rowe, and I know everybody just looks at, you know, did he catch it or not? But did you look at the tape? I thought he did a pretty good job on him last year.
Yeah, I think Rowe did a great job with being on him. He was always, you know, toe-to-toe with him when it came to – being in a good position. He stayed in a good position the whole game. And it kind of just goes back to what we've been preaching all offseason and training camp and stuff, is just we got to do a better job as a unit, as a defense, of just attacking the ball when it's in the air. And I think it's really hard. It's easy to say, but it's harder to do, especially when you're in that situation. Obviously, just being able to turn and play the ball. But that's a big emphasis that we put on this offseason, like I said, and in training camp and stuff. So, hopefully, some of those balls can go our way Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, real quickly before we let you go, I got to ask you, this is a question I've been waiting to ask you since haven't had a chance to talk to you. How do you feel about Texas and Oklahoma going to SEC?
Oh, man.
Come on, give it to me. Give it to me, Mr. Big 12. Come on, what do you think?
Man, they should have made a move when I was in college. That's all I'm saying. We got so many people on a team that are in SEC, and I literally hear it every day, like, oh, they ain't going to do this, they ain't going to do that. But, man, I wish that they would have done it when I was there. But I think it's going to be really good just for competition-wise. And all I'm saying is, in bowl games, when we played SEC teams, I'm undefeated in bowl games against SEC teams. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I don't want to say this, but, you know, we've got friends that are at Texas A&M said Texas is now number two dog in the state of Texas. It's A&M town right now. Is that true? A&M State, is that true?
I don't know about all that. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion at the end of the day.
Brandon, right.
I'm going to leave it out there.
We just thought we'd get you going in the morning a little bit. Brandon, thank you. Appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you very much. Stay healthy. Brandon. Have a good one in Las Vegas.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Brandon Jones joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. If you're going to a Dolphins or University of Miami football game this season at Hard Rock Stadium, download Waze and let Waze start your game day off right. Waze gives you personalized directions right to your parking lot. Just download Waze before you go and enter your lot name and let Waze lead the way.
All right, I want to talk about sports-related injuries here for just a second before we jump into 7 o'clock hour. Sooner or later, it happens to all of us. And if you're out there and you're going through an injury right now and you can't get healthy, or one's on the way, because if you're active in a team sport or individual sport, no matter what age you or the kids are, doesn't matter, everybody gets injured. I know firsthand. And it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. You don't have to travel. Oh, I'm going to the best. I'm going out of state. You don't have to, man. We got it right here. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and even better known for being part of the Baptist Health family, and a big part, I might add. So when people ask me, hey, where do the pros go, Joe? I want to see those doctors that got to get all those professional athletes healthy. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. They trust Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, and you can too. When you start looking at some of the top docs in the country, all working together, all getting paid the big dollars to come down here. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialist, working with in-house physical therapists to get you healthy quickly. Get you back from a surgery so we can say, hey, just like professional college and high school athletes, you're back out playing the sports you love the most. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.